Although Election Day is November 6th, several states have early voting, and last Friday, South Dakota and Idaho were the first states to allow early in-person voting. And that means that someone in Idaho or South Dakota was the first voter in the 2012 election. Veteran public radio host John Hockenberry wants to know who that enthusiastic first voter was. Hockenberry hosts PRI's morning news program, The Takeaway, and he joins us from the WNYC studios in New York. Mr. Hockenberry, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Hey there, Carl. It's great to talk to you. So don't you think we could find this person, the first voter in the U.S.?
We can try. How do you think we go about doing that?
Well, I think, first of all, we just sort of say, if you think you were first, you know, just remember the time you voted. Maybe you got a time stamp or something like that. They got to be there in South Dakota or Idaho, right?
Yes.
And as central to the culture of the United States as both Idaho and South Dakota are, let's agree on that.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
The populations aren't large, right?
Nope.
So that will help us.
So we put out the word then that we're looking for this first voter. How do they get in touch with you?
Well, we're easy to get in touch with. Basically, the idea here is, you know, there's so much talk about people who make up their minds late, you know, independent voters, swing state voters, people who just haven't got their act together to figure out who it is they're going to vote for president. It seems to me that the first voter represents a, you know what, I'm ready to jump in the pool right away. And this is a person that we definitely want to talk to. Now, you can go to thetakeaway.org and find us. I figure they could just call you guys and you just pass along the name to us, right? And we'll, like, assemble a crew, a list, a bunch of folks from Idaho and South Dakota, and we'll find out who the first voter actually is. They could always call us directly at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And just say, hey, I voted on this and this day and this time, and we'll get back to them.
So you're really looking for someone who is just has their mind made up, is enthusiastic, was ready when the bell rang. They were the first ones out of the gate.
You got to figure at 8:05 on whenever it was, September 10th, that person is an enthusiastic member of this democracy.
Do you think that that this early voting takes away some of the excitement and ceremony of the official election day?
Actually, no. I mean, I might have thought that originally, but I think actually the more engagement, the better. The more people feel that they can weigh in, that there's a place for them to do it, that they're not rushed on a particular day, the less the election seems like a reality show, and the more it's a process of people being engaged. I think that's better for all of us.
So the early voting, this is a good thing in your opinion?
Yeah, early voting I think is great. I think it's better for people to be able to vote as much as they possibly can. Sometimes the absentee ballot thing looks a little shady to me.
Why is that?
Well, because all of a sudden, like, somebody comes in with, like, a briefcase full of, like, oh, look, 20,000 absentee votes in a close election. I don't know. Call me wacky. It makes me a little nervous.
So how do you think, then, looking at early voting, how that's changing the election campaigns?
Well, anything, you know, I don't know if it's having a particular impact on the campaign, you know, for one party or another or for third parties, you know, that sort of thing. I do think the more people who are engaged, the higher the value of votes. And I think engagement is the best antidote to the kind of Citizens United money rules sort of scenario that we've seen play out so far.
So as we search for this first voter in either Idaho or South Dakota, what if there's like there's a dispute or someone in South Dakota and Idaho?
Great. Oh, we love that.
You want a dispute.
Carl, let's just settle one thing. Have you voted yet?
I have not voted yet. I'm waiting for the election day. I want the ceremony and the, you know.
All right. So it's not you. All right.
It's not me. We can.
We will keep looking.
We can cross my name off the list. And my producer, Steve, have you voted yet? He's shaking his head. So there's two down.
All right. Two down. So we're working. I mean, my dream would be that one person from Idaho and one person from South Dakota are separated by like 1 minute.
Okay, we only have a few seconds here, so we'll make sure that people who, if you're listening and you think you are one of the first voters in South Dakota or the first voter in South Dakota, you can go to takeaway.org.
That's right. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
877-MY-TAKE, or you can contact...
8-MY-TAKE.
So that's what number? Make sure I get that right.
877-8-MY-TAKE, or just have them call you, Carl. They trust you.
Okay, and you can call us here at South Dakota Public Broadcasting, 800-524-3604. John Hockenberry, thanks so much, and we'll help you find that first voter.
Sure, you didn't even ask me the most important question.
What is that?
Is there a prize?
Oh, is there a prize?
We'll have to work on that.
All right, thanks so much.
Asking.
Thanks so much. That's John Hockenberry. Thanks for joining us on Dakota Midday. And that's it. We'll be back tomorrow.